Now, with regard to the sugya that we're learning on Daf Kuf Ches, I looked in the Moreshes Moshe, and he writes the following. That there are three Rashis that would indicate what the sheet of Rashi is in this sugya. The first Rashi he says is Divra Maschil Umay. So we'll look for that Rashi. And then he has a Rashi Divra Maschil Ella. And those two Rashis apparently are here on Kuf Ches. Then he has a third Rashi, which is on Kuf Ches Amid Beis, Dibra Masil Kasovar. So the Rashi Dibra Masil Umay, I believe, is about 10 lines up, or less than that, maybe 8 lines up from the bottom of the Amud.
Umay Kasovar?
Umay Kasovar Rab, the Efshel is Sochto. And Rashi says, Be Iser Shenivla Beheter. V'nosan bo tam v'osro v'chazar u'bishel ha-heter hazeh im heter acher she'efshar ha-isr ha-nivla bozeh li'socheg bimenu v'licholek be-heter ha-achron v'ein bo kishir lesor es ha-achron.
That's if efshar sotos mutim, right?
Well, yeah, I mean to say we're not yet committed,
yet,
but is it possible that Rav might hold that in the case of an Isur Shenivla Beheter, I would have formulated a little bit different, Heter Shebola Isur, right? V'nosan botam v'osro v'chazu bishlo haheter azeh. So this heter became osur, and now he cooks it again with other heter. Now this efshar means efshar soto mutter. Efshar shah isa nivla bozeh lisachet mimenu. V'licholek, it can spread out by heter achron.
There's a second part, right? Or
in a second part. V'ein bo kishir lesor es ha'achron. So in other words, there's no shir of isur, meaning more than 1 to 60, in the second part. Now let's just fast forward for a moment to Elokosovar, which is the final conclusion that Efshel Soto is Asur, Mishenesra Chaticha, Shuv Eloa Heter Beschita. V'yashme'inon, Af HaHeter Sheba, Nase Isur, Lios Kan, Shir Gadol, Lesar Acherim Harbe. Now let me, at this point, read to you his summary of Shitas Rashi. The din chaticha nasis nevela nitzrach lesar gam es hachaticha atzma lamrot sheyachad im shara chatichos yesh shir shishim Kineged ha'isur ha'balua. Now, if I understand correctly, he's learning Rashi, and we'll have to read the Rashi a few times over to see if that's what we understand from Rashi, but he's presenting it in the following way, that there is in the second Bishul a shir of bittul against the Blias HaIsur, And that's what he means. In the first Rashi, he says, Chazer ubishal aheter azeh. That's about seven lines up, right? Let's see, one, two, three, four, five lines up from the bottom of the page.
What's the Dibur Matzil?
Well, six lines up. Umay kasavar, there's seven lines up from the bottom, but we're in the middle of the Rashi. He says, Chazer ubishal aheter azeh heter acher. She'efshar ha'iser ha'nivla ba li'sochet mimenu li'cholek be'heter ha'achma vi'a. Now you want to underline the last few words in Rashi. V'ein bo shir lesar es ha'achra. In other words, there's enough in the second bishul to be mevatel the tam ha'iser that was nivla in the first cooking in the first piece of meat. Oh, so what's chaticha nasis nevela in Rav? Rav means to say that even though there's shishim in the second kedera against the iser bolua in the first chaticha, nevertheless chaticha nasis nevela tells me that the chaticha itself becomes, or shall I say remains, maybe that's a better word, a chaticha asura. Just one second. No, this is not right. One second. Oh, so again, the chaticha itself is asura, but he's learning that that's not midin chaticha nasis nevela, but rather midin efshel soto osur. How does he see this in Rashi? Just one second. Rashi is saying that there's not enough of a blias isur to generate an isur in the kedera. So that means that there's shishim in the kedera, the second kedera, right? Second cookie, against the tama balua. And now Rashi says that kasavar, and this is the bottom Rashi on the page, that mishenesra chaticha shuv ein lo heter b'schita. And that's called Efshel Sokto is also Vashme Inon. Af, I think there's a Girsa problem here. We should say De'af, maybe. Let me just see what he says. De'af, okay, good. Vashme Inon De'af Haheter Sheba Nase Isur Lios Shkan Shir Godol Lesar Achirim Harve. So I understand that that's going to be Rashi, in Rashi's frame, that's going to be the result of Efshel Sokto Asur. So what is the din of Chaticha Nas Nevela? I'm trying to figure out here if Rashi holds that there are two different dinim here. One din is Chaticha Nas Nevela, and the other din is Efshel Sokto Asur. So let me read it one more time here. Din chaticha nas nevela nitzach lesar gam es chaticha atzma. Oh, so I think what he's saying is the following: that there really are two different statements here, two different principles that are operating. One principle tells.
You're talking about the Micah Sava Rashi.
He's putting together these two Rashis. He also has a third Rashi. If you don't mind, John, looking for that third Rashi while I... So we'll save time here. If you could help me here with this research. See if you can find a third Rashi on Kuf Ches Amid Beis, Divar Maschil Kasavar. We'd be able to look for that and see...
Yeah, it looks like... Kasavar Efshel Softo Asur...
I'm not sure, but in the text that I have, It's
the red Bama.
Yeah, it's probably the last Rashi on the page. Okay. So you do me a favor, John, because I can't do two things at once. So you spend a few minutes looking over that Rashi.
Well, I just want to be clear. Are we talking about my Kasavar or the second Rashi?
We're combining the two.
Oh, okay.
We're combining the two to get a whole picture because what we're going to our goal here is to try to figure out
Rashi's
in Rashi's frame of reference. How do you jump from Chaticha Nasis Nevela to Efshel Soto Osa? Yes. Because Rav's language was Kevan she nasan tam bechaticha chaticha asmanas nevela, and it's etc. He didn't mention a word, Rav, about efshel soto osur.
Right.
Later, the Gemara is going to say my kasavar, and the Gemara is going to finally conclude ela kasavar efshel soto osur.
Right.
So there are two parts to the sugya,
mm-hmm.
and what we're trying to sort of navigate through these two parts and see how they interface. And that's what he's trying to do here in this presentation. And he says the following, that the first round, the first principle of Rav, Chaticha Nas Nevela, is to tell you that the Isur that's Bolua in that Chaticha, and here we have to emphasize, despite the fact that there's Shishim against that Isur, against that Blia in the second cooking, that Chaticha remains a Chaticha Sura. That's round number one. That's Chaticha Nas Nevela. And that you'll see in those last few words of the top Rashi, Umay Kasavar. Because Rashi goes out of his way to point out that the Tam Bolua, which Rashi calls the Isur Bolua, is going to spread from that original Chaticha throughout the entire Tavshil. And if you talk about the volume of that Isur as it spreads throughout the Tavshil, Rashi says in the last six words, the Einbo Kishir Lesar Esa Achron, which means that the second round has enough of a volume of food in it that the Tam HaBolua would be Botel in that second kedera, Einbo Shir Lesar Sa'achron. So you have to read those last six words of Rashi over and over and over again until they like sink into your brain. Now, what does Chaticha Nas Nevela tell me then, according to Rashi? You would think that since we have to consider that the Isur Bolua would now be Botel in the Taroves, because the shishim in the Taroves of the second Bishul against the Tama Bolua in the first piece of meat, that now we should draw the conclusion that the first piece of meat is mutter. That's where Chaticha Nas Nevela steps in to be mechadesh, that despite the fact that there's shishim in the second Kedera against the Tama Bolua, the Tama Isur Bolua in the first, in the Chaticha as a result of the first Bishul, nevertheless, that piece of meat remains a Chaticha Asura. That's round number one. And that's what Rav says, that's what he means when he says that Kevan Shenosan Tam B'Chaticha, Chaticha Atzma Nases Nevela, which means that even if subsequently you would cook it in such a way that the Tam Bolua would be Batel, let's say in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, let's talk about Roten, right? So we don't get confused with Chaticha B'Chaticha. Nevertheless, that original Chaticha remains Asura. Again, the Oseres Kol HaChatichos has something to do with Min B'Mino. I mean, that's a different discussion for right now. We're going to focus on the Min B'Sheino Mino aspect, where there is Bittel. So Rashi's telling you, the Ein Bo Shir Lesar Sa'achron, the volume of Isur that fell in to the first Kedera, was not great enough to generate an Issa in the second Kedera, which means that there's Shishim in the second Kedera against the Tama Issa that was Balua in the Chaticha, the first, as a result of the first Bishul. So what does Hanan tell me now? You would think that if there's Shishim in the second Kedera, the second Bishul, I can now be Mevatali the Iser HaBalua in the Chaticha, and that Chaticha itself should become Muteres. Komash Balan, that's what Rav wants to tell me, that there's a principle called Chaticha Nas Nevela, which means that once that Chaticha became a Chaticha Asura, it remains a Chaticha Asura. Okay, now we're ready for the last Rashi on the page.
Okay, I just want to look at this Rashi again, the Maika Sova.
Right.
Rav, Be'eshra L'Softa, Iser Shenivla Bahetim, Nasan botan vasoro, so far understood. Vichozar ubishal aheter. Aheter means what? It means the stuff, the chaticha that got the tam.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Im heter acher. So if that is the case, then efsha shaisa nivlad bazer leotzochet mimenu yicholik b'heter acher. In other words, this is efsha l'solto.
Correct.
The very first chaticha remains also. Right? Nothing happened there.
Well, wait a minute. It's a little bit sticky over here, because this Rashi is not talking about chaticha nasis nevela. What we're going to do is we're going to try, based on this Rashi, who's analyzing Efshel Soto or Efshel Soto, right? Efshel Soto Mutter, Efshel Soto. We're going to use that analysis Rashi to extrapolate the halach of Chaticha Nas Nevel. So John, what you said, that the original Chaticha remains a Chaticha Asura, that's the definition according to Rashi of Chaticha Nas Nevel. Now, if you ask me, what's the chiddush here of Chaticha Nas Nevel? Why do I need this new, dramatic principle in neon lights? The answer is because Rashi, when he discusses Efshel Soto or Efshel Soto, Rashi points out that there's enough of a volume in the second Kedera to be Mevatel the Tama Isa that fell into the first Chaticha, the original Chaticha, in the first Bishul.
Is it the whole amount, or is it less amount that's left in the first Chaticha? If it's 4 ounces and is
let's talk if you don't mind us about kizais.
Okay, kizais. It's a kizais of the
kizais of Iser fell in the first bishul. Now in the second bishul we have 60 kizais.
Connected what?
Connected that kizais that fell into the first chaticha.
Why? Some of it still remains in the chaticha.
I don't know. You're a few steps ahead of me. I don't know.
Okay.
You might be 100% right, but what Rashi is saying is that there's shishim kizaisim in the second bishul, and there's only one kizais isu that fell into the first bishul. And now Rashi is going to go ahead and analyze efshel isochto as a possibility that maybe we should say that since the tam habalua, that kizayis worth of iser that right. fell in the first katira, if I set up a relationship between that kizayis and the 60 kizayisim, then I could apply the principle of bitul, yeah. And that's called efshe soto mutter. Right. Now, what he's analyzing here is where is Hanan playing a role over here. Because again, Rashi's trying to analyze Rav Shita, and the very first statement of Rav is Chaticha Nas Nevela. So what was Rav trying to convey to us?
If Avshavah Sakhto is Mutav, right.
And what he's suggesting here is, and again, I'll read to you the language for the third time around, he says, Din Chaticha Nas Nevela Nitzrach Lesar Esa Chaticha Atzma Lamrot. And why do I need this drama? What's the big radical chiddush of Hanan? Lamrod, because the Svara would have said the opposite. Sheyachad im shara chatichos, when we gather together all the other chatichos in the second tafshil, yeshir shishim kenegeda isra habalua. So I would have said logically that now the shishim in the kizesim in the second bishul should be mevatel l'tame isur, and even the first chaticha should become muteres. Here's where I introduce this breakthrough, you know, very dramatic shita principle, which is called Hanan. It tells me that no, that chaticha remains asura.
Right.
Now let's add the second Rashi and see if the second Rashi now.
I agree with that.
Now. Wait, let's see now again, because we're in the middle of Rashi. Let's see the next Rashi, and then the next Rashi is Ela Kasavar. Right, two lines up from the bottom. Mishenesra chaticha. Shuv ein lo heter b'schita v'yashmi'ino di afa heter sheba nasa isur lios kan shir gadol lesser achirim harbe. Now what we're saying is that not only is the original chaticha asura, but moreover, all the other chatichos in the second bishul become asuros. Why? Because although they have shishim kizesim against the initial isur, they don't have shishim kineged the chaticha itself. So what Rashi is saying is that if Rav would have held efshel soto mutter, then we would certainly be matir all the other chatichos in the second bishul, because they have shishim against what? Against the tam habalua. Correct?
Right.
So that would be within Rav's frame of reference, efshel soto mutter. However, Rav has another principle, which is chaticha nas nevela, which tells me that despite all that, we still continue to prohibit the chaticha elyona. Now, Osher, you're saying maybe because there's still some time left in. I don't know. I'm not up to that stage yet. I'm just trying to get the facts on the ground. You're already trying to explain the facts, which is great. I mean, that's what a curious mind should do. But I'm just going very slowly, just trying to get the mathematics here. So stage number one is to tell me that whether Efshel Soto Mutter Asur, the original Chaticha remains Asura, and that's a result of the principle called Hanan. Then we go on to conclude, thank you so much, that according to Rav, Efshel Soto Asur, which means that now we're going to generate an Isur in all the other Chatichos. In all the other chatichos. And that's what he says over here. V'yashme'ino di'afa heter sheba nase isur. Now, until now, we were just talking about the original chaticha being asura. And now we're going a step further. We're saying that not only is the original chaticha asura, but all the other chatichos are going to be asuros. Why? Because despite the fact that they have shishim against the Tama Balua, but they don't have shishim against the Basar itself. And Rashi introduces this in the context of Efshel Soto Asur. Why? Because the Chaticha Nasas Nevela principle was focused entirely, exclusively on the first Chaticha, to tell you that Chaticha Nasas Nevela means that even if I were to say Efshel Soto Mutter and I would be Mavatel the Tam as far as the other Chatichos, that's only vis-a-vis the other Chatichos, because they have Shishim Kizaisim against the Shishim, against the Kizais Bolua, Kizais Isur Bolua. But Hanan tells me that the original Isur remains Asur. Let's say like Osha, if you like, because maybe there's still time trapped there. I don't know. That's really dependent upon how we understand Basa Mecholov and whether it's an Issa Machmas Atzma, Issa Machmas Polua, and that takes us back to the round, and you know that's going to be a whole discussion unto itself. Now we have another principle of Efshel Soto Asur, and Efshel Soto Asur means that we can't focus exclusive, again, in the issue of the Shar Chatichos in the second Bishul, we cannot focus exclusively on the Tam that was Balua, and therefore we reply Bittul. Why? Because since the original Chaticha became Asura, then now even the Heter Sheva is also considered Isur. Let's underline these words. The Afa Heter Sheva Nasa Isur. Now, it's a little bit funny because Rashi, it's a little bit unfair. You know, Rashi sort of slips this in. You don't know where Rashi's coming from. Because l'chora, the whole issue of eshel is sotah also or not, means can we extract the, you know, the tam that was nivla in the first chaticha? Can we not extract the tam? Rashi's saying something a little bit different here. Rashi's saying that if you cannot extract the tam, it's what the Gemara means to say here in Rav, that kasavar efshel soto asur, means that we go a step further. Not only is the first chaticha asura, but even the heter sheba is asura. And the Nafkamina says, Rashi, Leos kan shir gadol, now the chaticha rishona, right, is a shir gadol lesser achirim.
So, if you don't hold chaticha nasavili.
Oh, excuse me, Chaim, do me a favor, I'm allergic to cold water. It's just a problem. If there should be hot water in the whatchamacallit, just only because I don't want to be mishtabish tamachot, but I just have something's caught in my throat, so.
If you don't hold chaticha nasa nevela, you can't hold like what Rashi said. You have to hold chaticha nasa nevela. If I don't hold chaticha nasa,
correct.
Okay, I just want.
Correct. Yeah, that's a good point. Excellent point. You hear what Rashi said? That there's a piggyback over here. This koma aleph and then koma bet. You have to have koma aleph to get to koma bet.
Right.
If you assume chaticha nasa nevela, which means that chaticha remains asura despite the efshel sota mutter, is a possibility. Then what we're going to say is that chaticha nas nevela is going to take us one step further, and what we're going to apply is that and Rashi somehow puts this into efshel soto asur, which again that Rashi hasn't exactly clarified, at least for me. Again, we still have one more Rashi to look at, and that tells me that even the heter sheba is also considered isur. And then Afkamina is going to need a tremendous sheer gadol against the sheer gadol of the chaticha in order to be matir the chatichos acheros.
Excuse me, I wasn't sure if you wanted to mix them or if you wanted hot. That's the hot with the pink and the original bowl.
Okay, so let's see how hot is hot. I don't even make a broch on this. I drink it purely for health reasons. Excellent, Chaim. You did me a great tova here. Because hopefully this will do it for me. Excellent. Okay. Now let's look at one more Rashi, which he tells you to look at. I haven't seen this Rashi. Kasavar efshar l'soto osur.
It's the last Rashi.
Last Rashi on Kufches Amid Beis. Mipnei shekula nases isur. You know, it's very funny. I mean, Rashi is l'shitoso. I mean, he's reiterating what he said here at the bottom of Kufches Amid Aleph. But again, you and I would have said that that's taich in chaticha nas nevela. Rashi doesn't learn it that way. For some reason, Rashi learns it that's taich in efshel soto asur. V'chol anischat nimenu asur, meaning even the heter sheba is already considered isur. V'chol anishar ba asur. Oh, in other words, that which goes out is asur, and that which stays in is asur. V'kem in the aftah basur sheba nesar. No, it's even the basar part, not the cholav part, which is the tzad heter shebo, right? Is chozer the oser achiros, and then you have the problem of min b'sheinu, min b'mino, etc. Okay, that's what we have so far. Again, I think in Rashi's frame of reference, we have some element of clarity. I'm not totally clear about this. I've gained a lot because I understand, according to Rashi, that that the Gemara is operating with two different principles, that literally two stages over here. The first stage is to establish that the original chaticha remains asura, even if I would hold efshel soto mutter. And then the second stage of efshel soto mutter becomes what we in Amman used to call chaticha nas nevela. Rashi calls it efshel soto asur, and that means that the heter shabah, that basar part of the basar b'cholov, becomes isur, and therefore I'm going to need shishim against the entire basar. That's how Rashi learns efshel soto asur. Now he goes on to a second approach to this sugya, and that he identifies that as the approach of the Rashbah, and apparently this is the Rashbah in two places. It's in his chidushim and also in his Torah Sabayis. And it's also reflected in the Ran. And he says the following, that Din Chanan nitzrach kidei shachaticha te'esar eshar hachatichos. This sounds a little bit closer to what we thought was the pshat intuitively. Lamrot sheyesh bo shir shishim keneged ha'isra bolua v'chaticha. In a certain sense, I think this is the exact opposite of Rashi, because Rashi held that if you want to know whether the Shara Chatichas are suros, even though the Shishim against the Balua, then you have to introduce the principle of what? Efshel Soto Asa. He's claiming that that point of Rashi, Paul Yotze, you know, that final conclusion of Rashi, is to be associated, be connected with Chaticha Nasas Nevela, that we're going to need Shishim in the second there against the entire Chaticha. That's called Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Also, what's Efshel Soto Asur? Avol Masha Chaticha Atzma Asura Hu Midin Acher Mishum She Efshel Soto Asur. Let's just understand what he's saying. So again, Hanan is going to tell me that the other chatichos are asuros. And why is that? Because even though they have shishim against what? Against the Tava Balua, they don't have shishim against the chaticha. So that's called chaticha nasis nevel according to the Rajpa. Oh, so what is Efshel Soto Asur? Just the opposite is Mashach Chaticha Asma Asur, which was again according to Rashi, that was Chaticha Nasas Nevela. In the Rashi, it's just the opposite. The Chaticha Asma is Asura as a result of Efshel Soto Asur. What does he mean? Hainu. Dea Isur Sheba Eino Niflat Mimenu Legamre. So I think what he's saying here, if I'm not mistaken, again, I'm adding a few words, so it's a little bit tricky and very scary. But I think what he's saying is that even if you would have shishim in the second kedera against the entire piece of meat, it would still remain awesome. And well, that's the principle of Efshel Soto.
Quite apart from the question of whether Efshel Soto is mutar or awesome?
No. What I'm saying is that vos shteitn Efshel Soto, what do those words mean? Those words mean that there are no circumstances in which you can be mocked in the original chaticha. Even, that's what Berzon is adding, even if you'd have shishim against the chaticha itself, classical bittul. I mean, we're talking about classical bittul. What happens when the veil falls into shishim? We say bittul, and you could eat the whole taromas, including that piece of meat. Right? You don't know where it is, it's lost. Here what we're saying is that Efshel Soto also means that you'll never... You can apply bittul. Let's say the shishim in the second there against the entire chaticha, right? That was established by chaticha nasnavir. So everything else becomes mutter. But nevertheless, you did not succeed in removing and squeezing all the time of Easter out of the original chaticha. So the original chaticha remains asura because of Efshel Soto asur. So if you would chart this out, and you'd have Efshel Soto, and you would have Chaticha Nas Nevel, you'd have Rashi and the Rashba, you would find in your chart, which I think would have four boxes to it, that it's just the opposite, that Rashi and the Rashba are just the opposite. Whereas Rashi says that Chaticha Nas Nevel means that the Chaticha itself is Asura, which generates the next point, that the Shar Chatichas are going to be Asura. So that's called Efshel Soto Asura. And the reason for that is because they only have Shishim Keneged the Bolua, and Chaticha Nasis Nevela tells me that, or again, I don't know, this is the point, Rashi, I told you before, that's a little unclear, but somewhere between, I don't know where it falls between the cracks here, but somewhere in between we have a principle that even the Heter Shabbat becomes Isur, and as a result, that's what's called Shara Chatichos Asuros. So again, just to summarize, according to Rashi's frame of reference, Hanan tells you the first chaticha is asura, and Efshel Soto also tells you that the other chatichos are asuros. According to the Rashba, it's just the opposite. Hanan tells you that the other chatichos are asuros, and the reason for that is because they don't have shishim against the entire chaticha, they only have shishim against the Tam Balua. And Hanan tells you... Just one second. Let me just... I'm sorry. And Hanan tells you, according to the Rashba, that the original Chaticha remains Asura, and that would apply even if you did have Shishim against the entire Chaticha. Why? Because you'll never be able to be Machlit all the Issa that was Baluabo. If somebody could write this out, I mean, I would, in a little chart form, I don't see any volunteers here, so maybe I'll do it then. Okay. Thanks anyway. Okay. But the only problem is, I have a pen, I don't have a paper. Make a little chart here.
Well, here. Just a second. You want to use the back of this?
Yeah, whatever it is. That's what I need. I was looking for the back of one of my sheets, but yeah. So we're going to have a chart like this. Okay? We'll put Rashi here, and the Rashba here. We'll put Hanan here, and Efshar L'Sokhto Asur here. And we get the following. So Rashi says Hanan is a principle that tells me that Shar HaChatichos Asuros, and I'll explain what I mean by that, whereas Efshel is Sokto Asur, just one second, according to Rashi, this is the Rashba, and this is Rashi, okay. So let's see. According to Rashi, Chaticha Nas Nevela tells me that HaChaticha Atzma Asura and Efshe Soto Asur, right, tells me that Shara Chatichos Asuros. Whereas according to the Rashi, Hanan tells me that Shara Chatichos Asuros and Efshe Soto Asur tells me that Chaticha Harishona Asura. Or HaChaticha Atzma, we call it already. So do you see this? If you take a look at this chart, you'll see that Rashi and the Rashba are the reverse of each other. They're mamish the punk faker, if you follow me.
Text seems to support the Rashba, the text says, my kasava, ikasava efshel sofra mutar, the two, you can't bring those two together. It has to be, you can't, they don't really, they can't be synonymous.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to take you very seriously here, and let's see if we can read the Gemara. Where is my kasava?
Yeah.
Just give me a second here. Myself oriented here. My kasavar. I kasavar efshel sokto mutter is chaticha amai nases nevela. Let's see how. You say the Rashba makes is a little simpler here. So
just,
let's start
just in terms of what the text
right.
says.
Okay, so give me a few minutes to catch up to you. Let's go according to the Rashba. Again, the Rashba holds that Chaticha Nas Levela is going to explain why the other Chatichos are Suros. Okay. Ika Sovar Efshel Sokto Mutter, which would mean that you can take all the Belia out, is Amai Chaticha Nas Nevela. Why do you Asa the rest of the Kedera? Just one second. Efshel Sokto Mutter, Chaticha Amai Nas Nevela, which according to the Rashba means that the Chaticha generates an Isur in the rest of the Kedera, correct? So now you're holding that Efshel Sokto Mutter which means what? That I could be matir, the original Efshel Sokto Mutter. Let me just borrow this for a second. Efshel Sokto Mutter
would mean
according to the Rashba that the original Chaticha, you could take out all the Bliya from the Chaticha. Is then so why should you have a problem if you have shishim in the bishul keneged the bolua? You've taken out all the bliya. So why should the other chatichos be asuros? Right, you should have enough of a shishim of bittel against the bliya because you're holding efshel softo mutter. Which means that you can extract all of the tam iser from the original chaticha. So once you extract all that tam, it falls into the kedera and it spreads throughout, and you have shishim against that tam. Okay, that's according to the Rashba. So that works. Now let's see if we can work it out according to Rashi. So Rash, now the Gemara says, Ika Savar, just a second, Ika Savar Efshel Sokto Mutter, which Rashi would say that it means that Shara Chatichos Mutaros. And why is that? Because you certainly had enough to be Mavato Lutar, as Amai Naseis Neveilona, that's Rashi's saying. That Nasis Nevela is simply because those you have Shishim against the Isur Balua, so why is the Chaticha Atzma Sura?
Because they never all left, according to Rashi.
So then, if you're going to say that, then
you can say Efshel Sokto, but there's still left the remains within.
Right. So why is the Gemara? Why is the mother Gemara bothered here? I'm trying to understand the Gemara's question here. Let's just see. If you're going to hold Efshel Sokto Mutter, which means that what? That according to Rashi, you can apply Bittul against the Tam of Balua. So once you can be mati the other Chatichos, the Gemara asks, you should be mati the original Chaticha as well. Why is that? Oh, so you know what? We skipped a Rashi. That's the middle Rashi. Okay. Amai Chaticha Nasis Nevela Ha'efshar hi li sachet vimenu li cholik lacherim Shalom kibbu mimenu klum v'yem olu lesor ad shi yitain acholov tam b'kulam. You see, Rashi's working overtime.
Yeah.
You know, he's not happy. The lekel emeimar efshel yisachay mimenu v'li bolei bozeh shari kulam shavim. Shetamo, something's missing here. This
Bitamo. I have the text here. I hear.
Just one second. What does he have on the bottom? Bitamon. Okay, fine. He adds it. Shekulam shavim bitamon. Just one second. V'ezetatir v'ezetesor. Just one second. So Hatichan Asleve, we just finished saying, according to Rashi means that the Chaticha itself remains Asura. So what's the most kasher according to Rashi? Efshali li sochet mimenu. If only Efshali sochta is Asura. Just one second, I keep getting mixed up here. Just want to focus my eye on the right part of this. Since we're holding now that Efshel Sokto is Efshel Sokto is Mutter, which means that now we can be Mater the other Chatichos. And now Rashi has a whole discussion about how the Tam spreads equally in a uniform way. I'm not sure why Rashi has to introduce that, but okay, we'll get back to that. That's an important part of Rashi. So he says, if that be the case, then why do we apply the principle of chaticha nas levela to asa, the original chaticha? Ha'efshor hi li sochet imeno v'li chalik lacherim shelo kibla mimenu klum fi ein lanu lesar yitei v'chola v'tam kum. Again, here the thrust is on the other chatichos, but he doesn't come back to explain what is chaticha nas nevela. Gemara says, "Amai chaticha nas nevela," and we've been saying that according to Rashi, chaticha nas nevela means that the original chaticha remains asur.
That's the
kasha.
Why would it remain asur? If you say efshel sochel is mutar, you should go back to the first one and pull it out of the first one. And Rashi say, chaticha nas nevela. Once it's nas nevela, it remains nevela. You know, once it's done already. You can't take it out anymore. But
what Rashi's saying?
I think that's why it was the Rashi.
Again, the whole thrust of this Rashi is to explain why the other chatichos are mutaros. Do you see what Rashi's getting into here? He's saying, you see four lines up from the bottom. You see those words, L'cholik l'cherim. Oh, you're already on Omid Beis.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm still stuck on Omid Aleph. L'cholik l'cherim, four lines up from the bottom. L'cholik l'cherim. Which means that it's divided up amongst the others. And the other chatichos, Rashi says, because each one gets 1/60th of the tam, is lo kiblu menu klum. They didn't receive any tam. Then Rashi goes into a whole discussion. Well, maybe some chatichos got the tam and some chatichos didn't get the tam. Maybe it wasn't the uniform distribution of the tam. He says, ein lanu lesar ad sheyiten acholav tam bekulon. Again, he's talking about the Yisra on the other chatichos. To lekele meme efshel yisochet bazeh vilibola bazeh. Maybe you'll say that somehow the tam is concentrated in one of these chatichos, or some of these chatichos, not in others. Shari kulam shovin b'tamon. The ezetati of the ezetesar. Yeah, but what does that have to do with the original chatim? Again, Asha, what you said before could be right, but I'm just saying it's ikar chosim and asefer.
So the next piece, Rashi, Alek Sovar, that's what he said.
Yeah, this is Efshel Soto Asur, and Rashi wants to say that even the Heter turns into Isur. So it's not enough to have Shishim against the Bliya, but you need Shishim against the entire Chaticha, and that's how Rashi understood Efshel Soto Asur. That Shara Chatichas are Asuros because the Heter of the original Chaticha becomes Isur. So we're really not we're not happy here with again, this is his presentation. I'm very much influenced by what I see here in the Maharishi's Moshe. It doesn't mean this is not Torah's luxury. Okay, so we'll stop here, and I just have to tell you, we're moving very slowly, but this is like the kishkis of this parak. So even though it's going to take us a while to sift through it, you'll bear with me because
that's not a problem. Okay.
Until we get it, we don't have it. I don't want to be I don't want to fool myself and say I understand it if I don't understand it.
I'll walk up.